Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
If you would like to turn with me in your Bible, we will be looking at Luke chapter 15 today. Luke 15, and I believe you will be very glad to read this with me. I have some wonderful news. I have truly wonderful news today. I have compared before, and I've thought a lot about a gospel preacher being like a newspaper boy standing on a street corner crying, "Extra, extra, read all about it. Wonderful news." And that's what we have today. I have some truly wonderful news. It's in the middle of verse 2. Luke 15, the middle line in verse 2 says, "This man receiveth sinners." This man receiveth sinners. That's good news, isn't it? That's good news. That is worthy of a headline. That's front page news. This man receives sinners. I hope that'll sink in to us, both of us, you and me. I hope that will really sink into us. This man receives sinners. I have a Bible right here. And in this book, there is bad news. There is some bad news. In this book is much good news. And here's the truth of the matter. All of the good news is for sinners. All of the good news is for sinners. I want to tell you something, and if I've ever told the truth, it's right now. The gospel is for sinners. It's for sinners. The gospel is for sinners. Now, here is a question for all of us. In our hearts, let's give a one-word answer, okay? Answer this in your heart. It's either yes or no. One of those two, yes or no. Now, here's our question. Am I a sinner? Are you a sinner? Go deep. Go into your heart. Go into your mind. Think about yourself. Think about your flesh. Think about your life. Think about your thoughts. Think about the motive of your heart. And be honest with yourself. Be honest with God. And answer the question, are you a sinner? Am I a sinner? Now, if our answer is no, it's one or the other, yes or no. If our answer is no, then I don't have one word of good news for us. If that is the answer, and I can tell you that will be the answer for a lot of people. When you point blank ask them, are you a sinner? They will say no. Well, if our answer is no, then I don't have one word. I don't have one single word of good news for us. But if our answer is yes, if it really is yes, then I want to show us the greatest news we'll ever see in our lives, starting with this right here. This man receiveth sinners. This man receives sinners. Salvation is for sinners. Salvation. Eternity. Eternal life is for sinners. It's for sinners. Now let me show you that in Mark chapter 2. I'll prove that to us in Mark chapter 2, verse 15. It says, "And it came to pass that as Jesus sat at meat in his house," this other man's house, "many publicans and sinners also sat together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners. Now get this picture into your mind. It says there were many. He was sitting there eating with publicans. And a publican, the Jews hated publicans because they were Jews, people of their own nation, who collected money from the Jews in order to give it to the Romans. And they were not just pencil pushers. They took the money with brute force. They enforced a tax, and they got their money. It was very mafia-like. It was horrible, horrible brute force taking the money from people, and they did not like publicans. Well, these Pharisees, these religious leaders, these preachers, and these scribes, these men who transcribed the Bible all day long. That's what they did. They saw him sitting at this table with many publicans and sinners. I mean sinners, harlots, drunks, sinners. And it says in verse 16, when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, how is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? What's he doing? Verse 17, when Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Now some may hear that and believe that he is saying the righteous don't need repentance. They're righteous. Self-righteous. So I haven't come to call them to repentance. I have just come to call sinners to bring them up to the same level as the self-righteous people. That's not what he's saying. Not at all. He told a multitude of people in Matthew chapter 5, this is what he said, except your righteousnesses, and we need to hear this, I'll tell us now, we need to hear this. He said, except your righteousnesses shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. He said it must exceed their self-righteousness. It must exceed the righteousness of all these famous preachers. And the reason is because their righteousness is not good enough. If all we have is the same righteousness they have, we're not going to enter in. Because it wouldn't be good enough. Their righteousness is not good enough. Our righteousness is not good enough. We will never make it in on our own righteousness. Meaning, the things that we're capable of doing in this body, things that would be good deeds, righteous deeds, it's never going to be good enough. They're never going to be righteous enough. If that's all we have, we will never make it in. No man or woman will ever enter the kingdom of heaven based on his or her own good deeds. No man or woman. They're not good enough. They're tainted. They're all tainted. You know, men and women see themselves and they see each other to be good church-going folk. Good church-going people. Well, it's not good enough. It's just not good enough. No one is going to enter heaven. No one. Because he or she is, as this world says, a fine Christian person. Oh, he's a fine Christian person. That's not good enough. I'm glad. I'm glad that some have a concern for morality and a concern for God and those types of things. But it's not good enough. It's not good enough. In Luke 18, our Lord gave the parable, He gave this parable of the Pharisee and the publican, the sinner. And I'm sure you know that story. You've heard that story. It says they both went into the temple to pray. This Pharisee, this self-righteous preacher, and this sinner, this publican. And it says there that the Lord gave that parable because there were certain there were certain people standing there in the Lord's presence which trusted in themselves that they were righteous. That's the whole reason He gave the parable. Because they thought within themselves that they were good. Good people doing good deeds, good enough to enter into heaven. Righteous. I hope that's not us. I truly do. I'm concerned for my soul. I'm concerned for your soul. And I truly do hope and pray that we are not trusting in ourselves that we are righteous before God. I hope and pray that. Because the Lord said in that parable, He said, that man or that woman who is trusting in his or her own goodness, his or her own righteousness, will never enter into my kingdom. Never. Will not be justified in my eyes. That's what He said. The one who was justified is the one who smote upon his breast, crying, God, be merciful to me. I'm a sinner. God said, that man is justified. That man. Our Lord, right here in Mark 2, referred to Himself as the physician. And He referred to all those that He came to save as the sick. He's giving this illustration here. He's illustrating salvation as a hospital. And this is a wonderful illustration. Our Lord is so wise. He perfectly declared who God came to save. He said, those who are well don't need a hospital. And that's so true, isn't it? That is so true. And He said, they will not be admitted into the hospital. Not if they're well. You don't admit a well person into a hospital. You don't do that. You admit a sick person. And I mean sick. I mean sick. You don't admit a person who only needs to be given an aspirin and sent on his way. You don't do that. You admit a person. You prepare a place for a person. The physician only operates on the person who is truly sick. Truly sick. This is what I want us to get a hold of today. I pray God will make this crystal clear to us. Here it is. Hospitals are for the sick. May that be settled in our minds and hearts. Hospitals are for the sick. And salvation is for sinners. Salvation is for sinners. I pray the Lord would confirm that to us. Salvation is for sinners. All right, now let me ask our question again. Are you a sinner? Honestly, before God. God sees all. He knows all. Are you a sinner? Am I a sinner? We need to make sure. Because the call to salvation is for true sinners, not part sinners. Many people believe they are part sinners. Half sinners. Well, I'm half good, half bad. Salvation is not for part sinners. It is for crown of the head to sole of the foot sinners. Back in Leviticus, God gave His commandment concerning leprosy, the disease leprosy. It was an illustration of sin. Leprosy in the Scripture is always an illustration of sin. And this is what he said. He said, if a man has one little spot on his flesh, just one little speck on his flesh, pronounce him unclean and cast him out of the camp. One little speck. But he said, if he is covered from the crown of his head to the sole of his foot with the evidence of this horrible disease, if he is completely covered, then pronounce him clean and welcome him in. Why would he say that? Why would he say it that way? Well, it's because he's God and it's his right to do so. If God says he's clean, then he's clean. But this is what we need to take from it. It is a very dangerous thing. It is a very dangerous thing to, in our own eyes, just be a little sinner. Most people take so much comfort in just being a little sinner. I'll just tell a few white lies every now and then. Just let a few words slip out that shouldn't come out every now and then. Just a little sinner. It is a very, very dangerous thing to see ourselves to be little sinners. Mostly righteous, just a little sin. Christ does not receive those who trust in themselves that they are at all righteous. Our only hope is to get rid of all self-righteousness and come before Him as a head-to-toe, in and out, through and through, sinner. Well, Gabe, are you condoning sin? Are you promoting sin? God forbid. God forbid. But we must acknowledge to God what we are. Lord, I'm a sinner. That's what I am. I am a sinner. I acknowledge to you that that's what I am. That's what David acknowledged to the Lord. In Psalm 51, he said, I'm telling you exactly what I am. Now, are you a sinner? A real sinner? If so, the news gets better. It gets even better. Back in our text in Luke 15, the middle of verse 2 says, this man receiveth. Receiveth. That's present tense. That means right now. Right now. Thank God it does not say this man received. It doesn't say that. As if to say he used to. There was a time when he did, but not anymore. He received, but not anymore. No, he is right now receiving sinners. Right now. Today is the day of salvation. Today is. Somebody's going to hear this and they're going to say, yeah, I know today is. I know that he is, but I'm such a sinner. Oh, I'm such a sinner. You don't understand what kind of sinner I am. I'm the worst. I'm the chief. Sin has never been so great as it is in me. Never. That ought to give us all the more assurance to come. That ought to give us all the more confidence to come. That is exactly who he said he is receiving. That's exactly who he says he is receiving. Had it said, this man receives the righteous, well, then we would be wise to not come. We would be wise to stay away. Because there's none righteous, no, not one. All of our righteousnesses are filthy rags. But thank God that's not what it says. It says, this man receiveth sinners. The more confident that we are that we're sinners, the more assurance that ought to give us to go running to Him. I have seen signs in jewelry stores and pawn shops and places like that, and I know you have too. They'll put a sign in the window that says, we buy gold. I'm sure you've seen those signs. We buy gold. And what that means is you can get all of your old jewelry that you don't wear anymore, and you can take it to them, and they'll test it, and they'll determine the value of it, and then they'll pay you cash for it. You walk away with cash. Well, I have known some people who have taken their jewelry to those types of places, and after having it tested, come to find out it wasn't pure gold. And in some cases, it wasn't gold at all. They brought it thinking it was gold, but after having it tested, it wasn't gold at all. And do you know that the store in those cases wouldn't receive it? If it wasn't gold, they wouldn't receive it. They would not take it. And those people had to walk away empty-handed. The more confident that you are that it's 100% gold, the more assurance you can have of it being received. Well, the same goes for our sin. This man receives sinners. And the more confident you are that you are a sinner, the more awareness that we have of our sin, the more assurance that will give us of being received. This man receiveth right now. Right now. He is receiving right now. Here is my message to both you and me right now. Let's go to him right now. In the heart. Go to him right now. I'm telling myself this too, and I'm telling you, go to him right now. In the heart. Go running to him right now. As a sinner. Somebody will say, yeah, but I haven't cleaned up anything yet. Don't you think I ought to clean up a little bit first? Absolutely not. Nope. The more you clean it up, the less assurance you can have of being received. Don't clean anything up. Just go running. Go running to Him. Fall on your heart's knees, crying, Lord, I am a sinner. And I hear your call. I hear your call through your word. The call of the glorious news you've given to us, this wonderful news in your word. So I'm coming to you. You said come. So I'm coming. I'm coming because of your blood. I'm coming because of your mercy. I'm coming because you receive sinners. That's why I'm coming. That's what I am. I'm a sinner. You know, after Noah finished the ark, you know the story of Noah's ark. He and his family sat inside that ark for 7 days, and God left the door wide open for 7 days. You know that? They sat there for 7 days. For 7 days, that door was wide open for any soul who needed to be saved from the destruction that was coming. But for all 7 of those days, the hardness of man's heart would not enter in. And had God not had mercy on Noah and his family, they wouldn't have entered in. God chose to put them into that ark. He elected for them to be in that ark. But after God shut the door, it was too late. It was too late. There was a moment in time when it was said, it could be said, Noah could cry out to everybody, this ark receiveth. This ark is receiving. Are you in need? This ark receiveth right now. Well, concerning us and our sin, Christ is our ark. And that time is right now. This man, right now, this man, and think about that, this man, Jesus Christ, the God-man, is receiving sinners. It wouldn't be any shocking news to say that the adversary was receiving sinners. That wouldn't be shocking at all. It wouldn't be shocking to declare that other sinners are receiving sinners. That wouldn't be shocking. But this man, this spotless, holy, sinless man is receiving sinners. Why would he receive sinners? There's a song and it says, For He alone is able to save. That's why. He is the only one able to save sinners. Call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. For this cause came He into the world. He came to remove that sin from His people by taking it upon Himself. He came to suffer the judgment and the punishment that His people was owed. He came to break His body. He came to shed His blood that He might deliver every single one, every one of His people, from all of their sin. And that's exactly what He did. That's what He did. A man, the God-man, a man saved us. Not a doctrine, a man. Not a decision, a man. Unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. Behold the man. That's the message. Come see a man. After He had risen, He said, touch me. Handle me. Behold these scars. See the evidence. This man receives sinners. So here's the cry of the gospel. There's another song, and these are the words of the song. It says, sinners, that's to you and me, sinners, the Lord Jesus will receive. Sound this word of grace to all. Grace, it means free gift. Sound this free gift to all. To all who the heavenly pathway leave. Sound it to all who linger. Sound it to all who fall. Sing it over and over again. Christ receiveth sinful men. Make the message clear and plain. Christ receiveth sinful men. I'm telling you the truth. All of the good news is for sinners. It's all for sinners. And if you are a sinner and you see your need of Christ, run to Him. He will in no wise cast you out. Till next week, may the Lord bless His word to our hearts.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, log on to our website at ksgctn.org. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next week for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.